Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're live, and I am Lisa Giroux, sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity. And I'm so glad you're with me today on this amazing day where life is occurring. As I'm making myself a cup of tea here, I was scurrying a bit this morning, and I hope that you're feeling fantastic, as I am, as we are continuing this amazing journey within to the inner realm. So welcome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I get a little business out of the way to start. I want you to know you can go and get your free gift at www.lisagiroux.com. You're going to get the Daily Grid, which is a wonderful tool for organizing your day with the Spark of Spirit, so you can have a soulful day. And it also comes with a 45-minute audio teaching on the benefits of using these tools that I'm sharing with you, this information that you can use for transformation. And I also want to let you know that anyone who calls in February, and I'm booking for February now, and I'm gifting 10 sessions. Wow. 10 free sessions. These are 45-minute full coaching calls. And I only have space in my schedule for 10, which is an amazing amount, but we're going to do this work together, one-on-one. It will be a wonderful way for you to really get clear on what your dreams, desires, and goals are. And as I help you, hold your hand, cheerlead, root for you, pick a strategy, share a strategy with you for organizing your day, organizing your practice, organizing your work, your relationships, we begin to expand into just living moment to moment with just all the grace and ease and glory that is really the way that we are meant to live, filled with joy and bliss, no matter what's occurring. We're no longer plagued by our baser emotions. We give them the outlet that they need. And So up until February 29th this year, I will be, scheduling in these free calls. So you can please leave a message for me at 719-293-4157 and just say, free February. And spaces will go quickly. So I want to get you scheduled and get you rolling. Then we move into a trio of teachings. I have an offering for that, which is a great way to just align your energy with the divine and set you on the course for ascending into your own personal version of success. You know, not all of us want to be Fortune 500 CEOs. Some of us do. And no matter what level of performance you're at, you can enjoy it more and more through these time-tested teachings. They're quick, they're effective, and they really get you on track for creating something even better, constant improvement. The practice of Kaizen while being able to enjoy the wabi-sabi of life. So again, I am Lisa Giroux. I'm sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity. And today we are talking about full body awareness. Yay! What does that mean, I wonder? Oh, I wonder what that means. I'm so very excited. We have had some glorious snow. We're so blessed to be able to really enjoy the snow. Hun's been skiing every day. And I have been witnessing and watching it from the warmth of this amazing place where we live. I'm going to get out with the dogs and do a snowshoe and move my body. And the importance of that every single day as we reset after restoring at night, realigning each morning through our meditative communion practice. And now I imagine we're, 3 weeks, 4 weeks into this work together, and we're expanding from our three 90-second mini micro meditations. We're keeping those on our daily grid, as you'll see if you download yours at www.lisagiroux.com. It says Relaxation Reboot. Click on that and download your daily grid. Get working on that, and the Relaxation Reboot will be coming your way shortly. So as we continue this expansion and move within, we're moving within. It's really what we're longing for. We get to a certain point in life, well, really, I think maybe in all areas in life, all times in life, we have a longing, this longing for connection. And this connection it's a force. It is the force. And it's really kind of calling our name. But we say, no, no, no. I'm too busy. I don't have time to answer the call. As Joseph Campbell called it, it was the hero's journey, the she-ro's journey. I couldn't possibly make time for myself. I couldn't possibly be the one who is meant to live a life of prosperity and well-being, peace of mind. That's for everyone else. I have to worry and scurry. And the more I worry and scurry, the behinder I get. And the less bliss and joy I find in my life. Now, there's a few things that happen as we go into what I like to call the entropy, the collapse. Before we can either heal ourselves, and many times a day we are doing this process, expanding into an amazing experience, moving into the collapse, going into the seed planting. Okay, what else is possible? I finished that project. Yay for me. I'm kind of at a loss now. It's time to regroup, reground, realign, reawaken, redesign, and move on into expansion again. It's the nature of this life. As much as we think that we would love to be living in, not so much nirvana, because I do believe that we can choose that, heaven on earth, we still are human. And the human aspect of us has this natural regeneration process. If you go back in time and look at, I think it's Say Yes to No, nitric oxide teaching, the body processes naturally cause the, it leaves debris, it leaves clutter, and so we purge, we clear out, we clean that clutter. It's the same in our world, and especially at this time of the year, in the winter, in the time of white buffalo, where it's the time of the giveaway. You know, many people spring clean. We always spring cleaned in our house. But we're getting ready now. We're purging those things that maybe we brought them into the cave for a long winter's nap, and maybe they're starting to get rotten, and maybe it's too cluttered in our inner realm. And if our outer realm also is cluttered, then we know that the inner realm is cluttered. And what our meditative practice does is it clears that clutter. And one of the teachings that I'm developing is this full body awareness practice. And it's one of the quickest portals to self-awareness. And it's also one of the quickest portals to healing. Because our body, like the longing for the beloved, the one, the source, the creator, however you language it, it's a natural longing. It longs for our attention. It longs for our connection through our intelligent breathwork practice. Breathe now. Hold for an instant and let that go. That's just a teeny tiny little spark. It's like the click. It's the engagement. So as we move from our three 90-second micro-meditations throughout the day where we are communing for that amount of time, how do you feel when you get back up? You feel rested, restored, rejuvenate, ready to move on. So now that we're cultivating a sitting practice where we've created that setting for our sitting, you can go back and listen to that teaching as well if you're just joining me. So we've created the physical place for our body to be present, full of presence, what a gift. And we move deeper within. We're sitting in an awareness of oneness. And if you were lucky enough to get your free copy of Simplicity of Spirituality, it is pillar two. It's pillar two where we're sitting with this. We've created the buoyancy through our breathwork and gratitude practice. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're writing down our gratitudes every day, being so blessed for realizing we are so blessed for the things that are really cool in our life, like, oh, man, this beautiful morning. My little squirrel, Sammy the squirrel, sitting on the deck. The warmth of the fireplace. My happy little dog sitting in his little bed, basking in the glow of that warmth. And that gives us the buoyancy to then forgive ourselves, moving into that loving forgiveness practice. All the ills of the world are created through a lack of self-love. We know that, don't we? If we don't know that, we want to come to know that for ourselves. So we take the intelligent breath. We spark the connection. Bing, bing, bing. We click it. We click into that. And we begin to imagine, this is the beginning of our imagination visualization practice, where we're knowing that imagination is more important than knowledge. It's something that is innate in us. It's something that allows us to expand, ever expanding. So as we bring in the energy with our intelligent breath, that just means I'm breathing with awareness. Thank God. Because if we're not breathing, then you're not hearing me on the radio right now or wherever you are in time and space, and know that this energy is continuing to be expanding for your benefit should you choose your free will practice of choice. So we choose to breathe with awareness and expand within, drop down in. We engage the powerful pelvic point. Of course, that is called the Mula Bandha in ancient texts. And we engage that point because that gets us into our body. You could also engage your feet and begin your grounding practice. So you could, in your sitting, while you engage your powerful pelvic point, you could begin with that connection to the ground, to the Mother Earth. And you begin to think about, imagine what that connect, where that connection is, what that looks like, what that feels like within your skin suit. So you imagine your two chakras on the bottom of your feet, chakras, energy wheels of spiraling energy that help us perceive the spiraling energy from the universe, from the source, from above, from below, from within, from without. And we just breathe there. So I like to say, put your attention in your big toe. And then imagine what all 26 bones feel like. And the sinew and the tendon. And if you go even smaller, how about the cells and the molecules and the atoms within each cell? And then how about the quark? And we hold that as we breathe up now from the feet into the calves, you know, kind of flex your calf muscles. Wow, and those bones, as we connect to the ground, we're bringing up the energy, the strength of the mother into our body. And we're now just seeing ourselves as empty space within, being filled with our awareness as we move up to our knees. Oh, wow, what an amazing joint, that ball joint, or that kneecap is. And our knees represent joyfully moving forward. So you could even put your hands on your outside of your knees and imagine your attention seeing from the inside, your hands massaging the outside of your knees as you choose to joyfully move forward. Breathing up into your thighs. Wow. Powerful, strong, coconut-cracking thighs. Strength and power into the pelvis, where we are engaged in our pelvis, drawing that energy up, reversing the effects of gravity, bringing it up into our belly, where there's a burning desire for connection. As we see ourselves and our energy systems, golden channel, the seven main chakras, we see those wheels spinning and open in the right amount, spinning in the right direction, nourishing and nurturing all the organs, all the processes of those three lower chakras, the seat of home and family and tribe and career and root and safety and security in the world, and our get up and go and our creativity and our take action now and our assimilation as we take in the spiritual food, we bring it into the belly. We assimilate it. We keep that which is beneficial and use it. We practice. We take action. We practice. We just don't. We begin to know it through acting upon it. Just because we know something, if we don't use it, we might as well not know it at all. And we think about this. We think about this. And we know about this. To be so, as we know that ideas without action are meaningless. We're seeking more meaning in our life. Purpose. What's my purpose? That burning desire in my gut. I've got to paint this picture. I must take that photograph. I must call my mother. I am. I'm picking up the phone. I'm doing it now. Taking the action, creating the meaning, putting the passion into the process by being present now as we breathe into the heart, pumping that thymus. The E is for endocrine system, that heart chakra, the seat of our divinity right here, right here, right now. Willing to love ourselves. Imagine the physical organ of our heart and how it just works for us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Boy, I'm sure glad I don't have to schedule my heartbeat today or my respiration today or my elimination today, because with me and my schedule, it wouldn't get done. Loving myself, breathing with awareness, expanding that belly, expanding possibilities. Now you are alive from the tips of your toes into your heart, moving up the channel. Imagine, just take your arms and open them wide. Open your arms wide, palms up, and breathe. With expansion, now bring your arms down. Sigh that out. Aligning the sympathetic and the parasympathetic system. Imagine yourself to be this beautiful swan, breathing and just pulling back your giant wings. And releasing and letting go of your disbelief. And seeing the shoulders as open as you receive. And then bring your arms in full circle and love yourself. Pat yourself on your back. Tap your body. Tap the outer parts of your body as you look from inside out. Awake. Aware, present, as that energy moves up the channel into your mind, illuminating your mind. That third eye is open. The throat chakra, that bridge between that which is known and physical and dense and that which is mysterious and unknown, as we move from mystery to mastery, mastering this moment with our breath. Take a breath now. Imagine this breath coursing all the way down. Back up and in as you light your attention into your mind, your small mind, that amazing, amazing organ, the brain. Allow the light to penetrate that gray matter, pushing out any negativity. Just be sitting there. Imagine with your third eye wide open that you see the ball of golden light, immense within your mind, and now it just oozes down into your body until you're fully present with this light, lighting up the tips of your fingers, the tips of your toes, all your organs, all your glands, all your processes, every cell, every molecule, every atom, every quark. Get into that quark and imagine what the next, maybe the lepton, even smaller. I am lepton. Breathe with this awareness now. Full body awareness. Feel your body luxuriating with your love and your light and the love and the light of the universe. As you imagine the energy, just make that connection going out top of your head, all the way up the channel, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12th chakra, and leaping forth there as you see your higher self communing with the One. As you see the energy coming from the cosmos in throughout your body, every bit of you enlightened and the line. As you drop your awareness all the way down, down, down to the core of the earth, ground yourself here. Have full universal awareness now. Go 360 around your body. You don't know where your skin begins or ends. You see your connection to all that is, all that was, all that ever will be for you and for all, and we're calling it good. And we're asking for something even better as we see that God permeates all things. As we choose to love ourselves fully. As we choose to love this journey that we've chosen fully. And be grateful and forgive ourselves. And align to the universal laws. And to create the time for sacred space. Sacred sound. Sacred silence. And so that is. Take deep breath. Let that go. Just be present with how you feel right now. Make a few notes in your journal. Write down today's top three. See them as completed, effortless. Give yourself a gold star. You are powerful beyond. I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited for me as we journey together. Continuing to allow the practice to expand. Sitting now for 7 minutes in the morning. 7 minutes in the evening. 3 micro meditations throughout the day. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Drink more clean, clear, pure water. Eat more protein. Let go of grief. Bring it into your awareness. Hold that for 90 seconds. Have a good cry. Love yourself. Make the choice to forgive. Make the choice to not be defined by who you were, and don't let others define you by that anymore. And if they are, move on. Ask for help from the unseen realm. Unseen forces are always willing and able to come to our aid. And I welcome a conversation. If you're more interested in more information like this, please call and book your free 45-minute coaching call. I only have 10 spaces for the whole month available. They're going to be on Wednesdays. You can dial 719 or you can tap 719-293-4157 and say, free February, woohoo! Now come out of this and stand up and let's do our little happy dance. Woohoo! Put on your goddess garb and dance, 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 mother. And have a beautiful, amazing, high, blessed day. And know that I'm cheering you on from here. With love and light, namaste.